test 63, section 3, question 8. And here we're just looking to resolve the discrepancy in the information. And we have this record-breaking heat wave, air conditioner use overloaded everything. And so you have a lot of blackouts. For this reason, residents have been asked to cut back voluntarily on air conditioner use in their home. So that's not like a weird thing. That seems pretty normal. But then it says, but even if this request is heeded, blackouts will probably occur unless the heat wave abates. So it's saying, even if people do that, you're still going to get blackouts until the heat wave goes away. So what the weird thing is that residents are asked to cut back, but then it's saying, even if they do, we're still going to get blackouts. So we want to know, why are we still going to get blackouts even if the people do what they're asked and cut back on air conditioner use? So, air conditioning is not the only significant drain on the electrical system in the area. It kind of explains it's not super strong, so there could be something better. Just saying it's not the only significant drain, well, that's kind of an okay one, but I'm hoping for better. Most air conditioning in the region is used to cool businesses and factories. Oh, well, wait a minute. That's a little bit better. And it's better because it's stronger. Saying it's not the only significant one is different and less strong. It's weaker than saying most air conditioning is used to cool businesses and factories. And that could help explain it, because it's going to say, look, even if residents cut back in their houses, that's not going to address the big drain. So B is better than A. Most air conditioning systems could be made more energy efficient by implementing simple design. We don't really care about that. That's not going to explain why reducing use isn't going to help. Residents of the region are not likely to reduce their air conditioning voluntarily during particularly hot. Well, that just says that they wouldn't when it's really hot. But this argument is saying even if they did, there would still be problems. So D doesn't really address the even if they did issue. And then the heat wave is expected to abate. That isn't going to resolve anything. We want to know, why is there still going to be a problem if it doesn't? And so therefore B is definitely our best response.